Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. James is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the James Cooley Foundation. James is here to equip you to strive for greatness and to overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. I'm your host, Dr. James J.C. Cooley. Wow! I know excitement. Sometimes I get that way, especially when I have the type of guests that I have on, like today, my friend, Chancellor Dr. Muher, doing so many great things. And what we're going to talk about today is something that I believe that's important to all of us. First of all, I want to remind everybody that March is Women History Month. And so I'm just going to open up like that for the time being. But I can't start a show without bringing Dr. Michelle Cooley in. How are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Yes. March is Women's History Month, and we got some amazing shows coming up. And, you know, Women's History Month, you know, we're celebrating women's accomplishments, past, present, and leaning to the future. And we have one of the epitomes of an inspirational woman who is doing things and giving back to others, her community, domestically and internationally. So we are excited to have her back on the show.
I'm excited to have her back. But before we even start this, hey, Todd, I hope you already grabbed your 8-9 bags of popcorn.
Yes, sir. But Randy, I know it's a good show. You always have good shows. And this is a good one for Female Appreciation Month, Women's Month.
Yeah. Women, and so, you know, I want to open up like this and with a quick celebration before we bring this guest on, and where we want to salute all women around the world. I just thought that was so important that we do that salute before we bring on this great, great guest. And, you know, I tell you what, wherever you're watching this at, or if you are listening on the radio or watching us on YouTube, LinkedIn, StreamYard, and E360 television and over 55 other platforms. If you want to be part of the conversation, all you have to do is go to the platform that you own and just ask any question that you might have. Or pick up the phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. I tell you, I'm excited about this guest, Michelle and Todd. I mean, just like I said, this young lady is doing so many remarkable things. And you know, one of the things that I love so much about her, she working with our youth, girls, to make sure that she give them the biggest foundation and educate them so that they're going to grow up and be some of the future leaders of tomorrow, and they're going to understand a lot of these things a lot better. So I'm going to share, without any further ado, can you let our viewers and our listeners know what the title of the show, purpose of the show, and introduce this absolutely wonderful guest?
Yes. Well, today's title is Empower Her, Celebrating Women and Girls for Edu Wealth. And we're having a conversation with entrepreneur, transformational business and life strategist, advocate, professor, life coach, minister, serial entrepreneur, a founder of Trinity International University of Ambassadors and ambassador to UN, Ambassador Dr. Jacqueline Mohan. She's going to talk about global empowerment, Edu Wealth impact, business futures, success stories, and collaborative efforts. So Dr. Jacqueline Mohan is a nationally known, again, transformational business and life strategist, advocate, professor, life coach, minister, and many more. She's an author who has written inspirational books on empowerment and entrepreneurship, teaching women from all walks of life how to win through faith. She serves as the chief UN Peace Ambassador to the United Nations, dedicating her career to promoting peace, education, and empowerment. With a rich background in international relations, Dr. Mohan has been a tireless advocate for women and girls striving to create a world where every individual can reach their full potential. She's a premier life coach, helping women to turn their passion into profits and dreams into reality. An advocate for change who is passionate about empowering people to succeed in life and business, teaching mankind how to birth vision and turn their pain into purpose. Her motto is, you were created by a creator who's given you power to create from well within. So without any further ado, welcome back to the show, Ambassador Dr. Jacqueline Mohair.
How are you doing, Ambassador? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm great. I'm excited to be on here today amongst you and so many others. It's always a joy to be on the show. So I'm excited and honored to be here today.
It's we're excited to have you back, Doc, because I tell a whole lot of folks how wonderful you are, because you are. You're doing so many things. You're changing lives. You birthing in others that you can attitude, and just doing so many things and wearing a lot of different hats. And guess what, Doc? You know you wear them all well.
Oh my goodness! I tell you, so many hats.
So many hats. But Doc, besides what Michelle read, can you tell our viewers and listeners a little bit more about you so that they can get an understanding, a feeling of who is this great, great woman that they're going to be listening to today?
Well, I'm just your everyday girl, home girl with a family that enjoy with the community, giving back, empowering our young girls to be the best that they can be. I am a mother of four. I'm a grandmother to seven. I am a wife of 22 years now. So just so many different hats. But education has always been the backbone. My mother was an educator, so it was always instilled. You're going to college. You're going to get this education. So education has always been the back burner of what it is that we do.
Doc, we're talking about this empowerment. What does empowerment mean to you?
Well, for me, it's about helping others to achieve and to receive and be better. A lot of times we may be around people or, kids tend to think, maybe they can't do something, but I want them to know that there's greatness on the inside and they were born to create. They were born to be great and to become in this world, whatever they purpose in their heart to be. And don't be afraid to step out and just do that.
Wow. And so for many that do not understand what empowerment means or being empowered, what are some of the essential aspects that individuals need to know as relate to being empowered?
Okay. Well, Dr. Cooley, many of us, when we look on our environments, the way that we were raised, we may have been raised in different environments. And that environment could have told you that you would never be nothing. You can't do anything. Right. And so one of the things that we do, we go in and we try to change the mindset and help individuals to understand that by the renewing of their mind and building up their belief system, that they can be empowered to do something great or to change their mindset and just have a different walk, a different path in life, break those generational boxes and barriers that would hinder and that have hindered a lot of families, letting people know that it's not too late to begin. It's not too late to start over. So just really changing the mindset, helping those light bulbs, if you will, go off. I'm often thinking about Sarah in the Bible, and I'm a minister, so
hold that thought. Let's hold the thought with Sarah. We got to take a station break.
Okay.
And I want to start off with the thought of Sarah and the popcorn. So I tell you, I told you to grab 5 or 6 bags of popcorn. So you might as well get ready. You're probably down to 3 bags already, but we got so much more coming your way, because we got Dr. Jackie, lawyer, ambassador, minister, chancellor, all of these things, and she's going to educate them. So if you want to be part of the conversation, regardless of the platform that you might be on, all you have to do is go to the comments, ask any questions that you might have, or pick up the phone, dial 1-888-344-1170. I tell you, it's your life, and we'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, the producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by Dr. James Cooley on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley. Available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
FM 96.1 North County and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer. Streaming at theanswersandiego.com.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And the new audio version of James' book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is a must-have. James shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James Cooley on Amazon.com or wherever audiobooks are sold.
Welcome back to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. I'm your host, Dr. James J.C. Cooley. And we got one of the most favorite people in the world. To me, we got Dr. Jacqueline O'Hara. And just like I do, I call her doctor, but sometimes I call her ambassador. A lot of times I call her chancellor. I mean, I can call her a lot of different things in the hat. She got a hat, but she keeps changing hats. but it's an absolute pleasure having you here, Doc. And we was talking about empowerment and how what people know if they have been empowered. And you were breaking it down, and you was getting ready to go off into this story in the Bible about Sarah. So I want to pick it up at that.
Well, thanks, Dr. Cooley. What I was referring to about Sarah, she always wanted this kid, right? She wanted this baby. She was promised that she would get this baby. And I can just imagine after years and years of disappointment, I'm going to get this baby. Oh, this is it. It didn't happen. I can see her going on for years, months. Oh, it's going to happen. Finally, She just gave up and she chose another path to make the dream a reality, right? But one day in her old age, she heard a conversation. And in that conversation, she laughed within herself because she could not believe it. But yet the dream came to pass. So why do I say that? I said that to say this. You're never too old to dream. You're never too old to be great. I believe you said, Dr. Cooley, that, you know, people have to dream and they have to dream big. They have to, you know, think big, be big in everything that they do. So my job is to ignite that fire so that they can, to, you know, remember to dream big. Just like you said. And not only that, you have to love who you are and love you.
You got to know yourself.
You got to know yourself. And then you got to know how to create, commit, and walk in confidence and do that thing in confidence.
You have to do that, Doc, I believe, because if you don't believe in yourself and if you don't think that you can do any of these things, and even though it might not always look right, but if case in point with Sarah, God promised her.
Yes, he did.
He promised her this baby. Mm-hmm. And as you were alluding to, she went out and tried to fill it by saying, letting her husband say, okay, we can still have a baby.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't have to. But then God like, hell, no. No, no, that's not the plan.
Right.
You're going to have to. I'm 99 years old.
And the promise still came to pass. With that being said, Dr. Cooley, he's given us all a promise. But it's up to us to believe, like you just said. We have to believe and know who we are, because as a man thinketh, so is he.
Oh, absolutely. And with that being said, I want to talk about the title of the show, Empower Her, Celebrating Women's and Girls for Educational Wealth. Can you tell our viewers and our listeners why you chose that title? Why is it so important, Doc?
Well, you know what, Dr. Cooley, like I stated, I come from a line of educators, and it's important to get the right education, the right mentorship around you, the right teachers around you, the right coaches around you, so that your mind can expand and grow. And once you do that, that education alone should empower you to go deeper, to go into another era of life that you never thought was imaginable for you. But we chose this title, Empower Her, Celebrating Women and Girls for EdU Wealth. Because one of the things that we're doing here at the United Nations, in which I just got back and I'm headed back out in the morning to go back to New York. One of the things that reasons we chose this is because we have collaborated with women and girls in Zambia, Africa, and we are expanding. But to empower those young girls with the tools and the education that they need in order to for their dreams to be fulfilled. And so we chose that so that we can come up with ways to be able to connect the dots with other partnerships, government, to ensure that that happened for those young ladies and young girls.
Wow. So what are some of the global initiatives that are in place or that you have put in place and still putting in place in order to make this a reality?
Well, Dr. Michelle, Dr. Cooley, one of the things that we are doing right now is that we are meeting with the young ladies on a monthly basis, myself and Dr. Patricia Houston. We're meeting once a month now, and we set it up to where basically they have 3 days with us. So I should say one weekend at the month that we spend with them to ensure that this happened. But I'm excited because some of those young ladies will be here on the 15th as we celebrate in New York. To participate at the UN. And not only that, we will be sponsoring some of our other girls to come back in August. So it's giving them that exchange, if you will, to experience America, as well as enhance educational opportunities for for them right there in Africa, in their locations. So you asked about the initiative. So one of the initiatives is to empower them, to get them to know who they are, that they can step outside of the realm or space where they are to become great. We did a vision board in our last meeting with the young ladies. Oh, and it was just so inspirational to hear them say, some want to be doctors, some want to be teachers, you know, some want to be entrepreneurs, but helping them to connect those dots. So that's one initiative there, is the educational piece. The second one that we're excited about this year is that we are excited about our warrior, that many of these girls will be able to experience and have fresh water. Our job, our commitment this year is a water well and empowering education. So those are the two main initiatives that we're doing this year.
Well, you, first of all, can you explain to our viewers and listeners, what does global empowerment mean? I'm talking from a global level. Because I know you, Doc. You're not going to stop with one continent. You're trying to empower the whole world, regardless of whether it's Africa, was Asia, was it this or was it that. And so, can you tell them what global empowerment means?
Well, for me, global empowerment is a group of us coming together with the same likeness or mindset to empower another community or continent or area of people to be better, to be greater, and to enhance their way of living. And so one of the things that we're doing now, we're starting out in Zambia. We are expanding to Namibia. I know I messed up the word, right? But that's where we're going. And we're going to Zimbabwe. And we have a partnership now with another organization that's there in Kenya. So our job is to, well, the focus right now is to really enhance those areas, get those areas solid, and then expand out from there. And making sure that we have the right leadership in place in those areas so that we all can work together collaborative for the goal to be met.
You know, great plan. You know, so with that, I believe that we have to have a diverse group or folks in order to go and be able to deliver your vision, your understanding, your focus. How do global initiatives consider intersectionally and recognize the diverse experience of women based on factors such as race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status to ensure that inclusivity is included in all empowerment efforts?
Well, you know, Dr. Cooley, one of the things that I love about being a part of the United Nations, you have a variety of people from all over the world. And on yesterday, we had a conversation. And it was multicultural, many different diverse people, about us coming together to form a relationship to where we can enhance and build one another. So it's important that we all come together, first of all, and have the same mindset and likeness. So what I envision us doing is coming together, bringing different groups together, having those interactions with our young girls, as well as with young girls that may be from Indonesia, that may be from Asia, that may be from, you know, Europe, other parts of the world, but having those different sectors to where we all come together and we'll be able to collaborate on different projects, but to learn and to grow from one another. So it's important that we do that. And so for me, the United Nations has really been a great place to do that.
You know, so I know there are challenges that we all encompass in trying to make sure that we fulfill our dreams and make sure that we're able to ask others to participate, because it's not a one person effort. It's a global effort. I want you to hold that thought, because we're going to take a station break right now.
Okay.
But we're going to come back and we're going to tackle that question right now. So whichever platform you're watching us on, if you want to be part of the conversation, all you have to do is go to whichever platform, the comments that you're watching us on, ask any question that you might have, or you can pick up the phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. It's your life. And we'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
There's much truth in a journey that ain't over yet, as all of us journey through life's precious gift of time, just like I have. Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, the producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. This is a must listen for anyone who thinks they're stuck in life or needs to understand that their current situation is not their final destination. Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is the unfiltered truth to provide hope for the future by challenging you to refuse to become a victim of life's circumstance and dare to become an overcomer, because a bigger, better, and more impactful life awaits you. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, the producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
FM 96.1 North County and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer. Streaming at TheAnswerSanDiego.com.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And I tell you, I started out with 5 bags of popcorn, and I'm down to 1, and we still got a whole lot of show to come your way. Yeah. And because we got an extraordinary guest here, and I can tell you, I know her. She is an extraordinary individual. She loves everybody. She want to bring joy and happiness to everybody. She walk in the room lights up. And you know what? And a lot of people say, okay, how that? It's just some type of, sometimes you have that energy where you are focused on making sure that you make everybody around you better. And this is what I believe that Dr. Mohara does. And she do this unintentionally because of just what is a character. Character is the most important thing about any individual that we know, their character, what they do, their love for others. And Doc, I just want to say, hey, you all had a bag of chips and everything is good with that. You know, so and just like you came back today, United Nations, you're going back tomorrow. and you got this great initiative that's going on. I want to talk about Ed Wealth. I want to talk about what exactly do you mean by that, and what are the impacts by ensuring that if we educate our young women, or even adult women, that they get a better understanding of what their worth is, how right. that's going to help make everything around families, their education, their opportunities, et cetera, countries better. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it relates to us at the United Nations as we deal with education and wealth. We are talking about right now how to enhance education on the continent of Africa and Sudan, and the continent of Africa, the country Zambia. How do we do that? And what we're doing, we're bringing together governments, and we're seeking out different ways that we can make this happen. So what's been a challenge is, yes, they have cell phones, right? And can get digital education that way. But still, there is a problem. Why? Because we need the computers. We need the access. We need the internet, the bandwidth, to be able to ensure that the areas that are in the rural areas be able to have access to quality education. So when we talk about empowering a girl, when you empower a young lady, a girl, they become women, they become mothers. You change a destination. You change a generation of people. So when we talk about education and we talk about wealth, how to take that education, utilize that education to build wealth so that you can have an economic sustainability plan that will support you and your family. So that's what we mean when we talk about coming together for education and wealth, EduWealth, making sure that those areas that I currently talked about, but not just that, you know, other areas have that same issue. But on this particular platform that we will be discussing on next Monday, we'll be dealing with those two countries there in Africa.
Wow. So, you know, education is really the key to a lot of stuff. So how does education serve as a foundational element in empowering women and girls and providing them with the knowledge and skills needed for personal and economic advancement? What are your thoughts on that?
You say, how does it?
Yeah. So basically, how does it serve as a foundational element in empowering women and girls, providing them with knowledge and skills needed for personal and economic advancement?
Well, I think all of that you just said, right, providing them with the right mentorship, the right coaching, the right platforms to where that their minds can expand and grow, to where they can learn skill sets that will set them apart, where they can learn how to become an entrepreneur, how to do business, how to be that lawyer, how to be that doctor, really educating them on that and letting them know that education opens the doors for other opportunities. And so that's why when we're talking on Monday and we're talking to the governments, right, we're talking and petitioning to ensure that they have the quality of tools that are needed so that we can provide the right education for them, or the right mentorship, the right coaching, right? So that they can build upon skill sets after skill sets, correct? As mm-hmm. well as, you know, being able to put a plan together so that they can excel in life.
You know, have you faced any challenges, you know, because everyone's different with, let's say, some of these young women, these young girls, where maybe their self-esteem is not where it should be. Mm-hmm. So they hear and they hear you about empowerment and greatness is in them. But have you found a way to maybe touch base with those who have trouble believing that within themselves, because maybe life hardships or things that have gone on in their lives? So can you kind of talk about that?
Well, you know what? You have to meet them right where they are and start building them up right there. Mm-hmm. You know, showing them a different mindset, having more conversation with them, partnering them up with the right mentorships. Currently, right now here in Gwinnett, we go to a local alternative school. And as we go into that school, those are some of the things that we do with those young ladies. We meet in small groups. And then we find out even in the small groups, you have those that are still afraid to open up. So you may have to do one-on-one. But meeting them right where they are and letting them see themselves as being great, letting them see and letting them see others that have walked the walk that they are walking and how they have overcame and they are pursuing a positive direction in life, a career, whether it's entrepreneurship or whatever it may be. But the objective is that they see that peer-to-peer where someone has gone down this road, but now they're on the other side. They didn't let the negative keep them stuck. And I can give you a great example. We had one young lady to come in and speak. Grew up, troubled teen. Went through a lot of different changes in life. But after the kids heard her story, how she almost lost her life, the different decisions, the reactions, the causes, and you know, the reactions of those decision makings, what happened in her life. The girls may not have spoke up right then, but I can promise you that every girl, and it was about eight of them in that room, came back to me and had a conversation because they were afraid to talk about it openly. But I appreciate the one-on-one conversation. And I appreciate the fact that that speaker was willing to go beyond the speech and to offer mentorship to these young ladies and still doing it today.
You know, because sometimes it's hard for people who, you know, who to kind of expose and talk about their own personal trials and tribulations and what they went through. You know, as a kind of like a testimony to help these young women, help these young girls. I believe it's not a one size fits all type of strategy. No, like you said, you have to meet them exactly where they are and pair them with the right mentor. So, is it hard sometimes pairing them with the right mentor based on the story behind these young women and these young girls?
Let's hold that thought. Let's hold that question because my Todd is telling me that I got 10 seconds for the break. You know, so we're going to come back to that question. But I tell you, just sitting back listening to you and Michelle, and I'm learning a lot about the organizations, all the things that you're doing. They are brilliant ideas. Mm-hmm. You know what? With the right teams, with the right support, with the right sponsorship, with the right open up the heart, we can make all this happen. So, I tell you, you want to be part of this conversation, all you do is go to the platform that you're watching us on, or pick up that phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. Yes, your life. And we'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley. The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas.
We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley. Available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life. And Dr. Moher, my apologies, because when that video play again tomorrow, you will be locked in on that one because you're doing some incredible things. And you need to be a part of that as well. You know, so hey Todd, are you still there? Todd, my producer, he's probably doing a million things, but it's so important that we recognize, especially during the month of March, it should be every day, Women History Month, because without women, there would be no world, there would be no existence, there would be no nothing. Because you all are the backbone to our society, to families, through pushing and educating, through nurturing. And I don't just mean nurturing your babies, nurturing your husbands and everybody else. I mean, if that makes any sense. It's just so important that we understand that. And so I'm just so incredible, fortunate enough to have you on the show to talk about that and all of the great things. And we're not even going to cover half, like not even a tenth of what you're doing worldwide with other things. But I want to get back to the question that Michelle had asked. And Michelle, I want you to ask the question again and so we can close that out. I think it's so important that we get answers to that.
Yes, thank you. So Dr. Moher, you know, mentorship is definitely important, but it's also about pairing the right mentor to the right person. Mm-hmm. Even though they may be similar in maybe background experience, mm-hmm. it does not necessarily mean they may be the right mentor for that person. Mm-hmm. So how does your organization decide, I guess, the process of pairing up mentors with these young women?
Well, first of all, you have to know them that labor among you. You have to know your mentors, your coaches, the people that you put in place. And you have to know that child. Earlier you asked, is it difficult to pair? Sometimes. Why? Because if you've gone through a life of hurt, disappointment, we tend to put up barriers. And in putting up those barriers, a lot of times, you know, it's the toughness in us. You don't want to talk. You don't want to, you know, be able to open up. So you have to find someone with like experiences that have experienced or somewhat experienced what the person is dealing with in order to be able to relate, be able to have that empathy, be able to have that compassion, to be able to want to see this young child not go through the pitfalls and things that you have gone through, correct? So it's important, one, to know them that labor among you, know your audience, know the child, know the niche that you are serving. And then the people that are in your ecosystem, ensure that those are the right people that can handle the niche that you have in place for mentorship and the kind of, or the children that you look to serve. So for us, we try to pair individuals that have gone through similar situations. Like the young lady that I mentioned about who shared her story. And many of those kids that were out of the eight, they were able to relate to her story. And some of them were able to continue with coaching and mentoring from that particular young lady.
Wow. That's absolutely fantastic. Hey, Doc, we're down to like 5 minutes left in the show, but mm-hmm. I want to chat about financial literacy, education, incorporating real life scenarios and practical application, empowering women and girls to apply for their financial knowledge and day-to-day make a decision. You also talk about business future regarding empowering women and girls. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Okay, when we talk about business, this is one thing that we have a few girls that are interested in being entrepreneurs. So we talk about helping them now to set the foundation, making sure that their LLCs and everything is set up correctly in order for them to move forward in business. But let's take it back some baby steps. We help them to understand what is credit, what is the banking system, what it looks like to invest so that they can have the knowledge, the foreknowledge I wish I had had at an early age. So we try to instill that now, and I'm excited about that beginning next month at the Give Center. We'll be going in there twice a week, working with those young ladies for the rest of the year and on to our summer camp that we'll be having this summer. But it's about empowering them early with education, with the right tools, the right knowledge, so that they can be successfully sound in the areas of finance.
Let me say something. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, just since you wear so many hats, they don't know you are expert in those areas or helping other organizations or foundations be able to write or help or establish grants or whatever that they might have in order for them to have the right foundations and have the right paperwork. And how can they get in touch with you? Because we ain't talked about that side of you, because it's like I said, you wear so many different hats.
Well, you know, Dr. Cool, it's the power of collaboration. It's the power of collaboration. And I think for many people, they're just now really getting into the power of collaboration. You know, that saying that says teamwork make the dream work.
Yes.
It's really true. Teamwork makes the dream work. So the power of collaboration, collaborating with the right partners to ensure that the dream comes to pass.
How can they reach out to you if they need to?
They can reach me at www.jacquelinemohair.com. or they can go onto social media, which is I am Dr. Mohair on Instagram, or they can go to Dr. Jacqueline Mohair on Facebook.
And your books, we ain't talked about that one real quickly because we're down to like a minute. How could they research, get your books? You do so many things.
Real quick, they can go to Amazon, type in my name, Dr. Jacqueline Mohair, and the books will pull up there.
You know, Doc, I want to thank you so much. You know that you got an open invitation to come on the show anytime you want to.
Thank you.
I just love working with you. I mean, because you inspire me to be better and be the best person that I can be. And I know that you have inspired thousands and thousands of others to be the best that they can be. So I just want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to come on the show today. And just was an absolutely wonderful show. And so I want to thank you. I'd like to thank Dr. Michelle Cooley for always putting together a great show. I'd like to thank my producers at KCBQ, AM 1170 Answer, FM 96.1. All that. And we just signed a new contract yesterday, two more years of prime time. Mm-hmm. And our show comes on prime time pretty much worldwide every Sunday at 10 p.m. No, not 10 p.m., 10 a.m., right, Todd? 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And excited about them. But most importantly, I'd like to thank our viewers and our listeners for tuning in to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And my motto, as always, always dream big, think big, and be big at everything that you do. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. It's your life.
Thanks for joining us for the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. To learn more about Dr. James Cooley and how you can support the show or become a guest, visit CooleyFoundation.org. Join James for more motivation and inspiration to help you become equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. This has been It's Your Life with Dr. James Cooley, where you learn how to dream big, think big, and be big in everything you do.
It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.